Boy, this topic is really exposing a lot of people for the idiots that they really are. And it's unfortunate. However, it's also quite humorous to see people like Simone Biles going at it with Riley Gaines over a very common sense issue when Riley Gaines had a very common sense radical objection to the fact that a male softball pitcher helped lead a Minnesota high school to winning the state championship, where he pitched 21 consecutive no-run innings. 21 consecutive. Nobody else pitched for that Minnesota team besides this male and completely shut everybody out and steamrolled their competition all the way to winning a state title. But more importantly, all of the girls on the team that he beat were now robbed of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win a state championship. I don't know if people understand how hard it is to even make it to that state championship level in high school sports. And a lot of these seniors who are on those teams, they don't have another shot to compete in the state championship again. And that was just robbed of them because they had unfair competition going up against a male pitcher in a softball league supposed to be for all women. But Simone Biles doesn't care about that. Simone Biles is more interested in virtue signaling and condemning Riley Gaines for calling out this issue and in support of a guy who just had a completely unfair advantage against his entire competition. Should Simone Biles be talking? Because I think it's important to remind people if Simone Biles had to go up against a dude in gymnastics, she would be irrelevant and nobody would even know who she is, okay? If she had to constantly go up against males who think they're women in her competitions, she would have been destroyed, okay? So Simone Biles should be thankful that she only had to go up against women. However, this isn't important to her, and she thinks, I don't know what it is, if she's insecure about where she is and has to virtue signal to show that, you know, to be accepted by, you know, the left. I don't know what it is, but we're going to break it down in this video, folks. Please like and subscribe down below. My ex is in the description as well if you want to check me out there. But let's get into this video. So like I said, Riley Gaines was attacked by Simone Biles, completely unprovoked. Riley Gaines has, you know, been calling out this egregious event of a male high school pitcher winning the state championship in Minnesota. And apparently Simone Biles took issue with that. And here, I'm going to put up a tweet that Simone Biles posted going at it with Riley Gaines, saying that she's bullying this person and she should be more welcoming of transgenders in sports, yada, 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 left talking point this, talking point that. It was really disappointing, actually, because people like Simone Biles have a very unique platform and a very unique opportunity to speak up against stuff like this. Because when Simone Biles speaks, people listen, okay? She's the greatest women gymnast ever and has won, you know, I don't know how many, but dozens of gold medals and is very rightfully, you know, considered the greatest. So when she talks about issues, especially when it relates to sports, people listen. So she had a unique opportunity to stick up for these girls who were wrongfully put in a position where they had no chance of winning against this guy pitcher in Minnesota, and to set an example and to call out, you know, transgenders in sports and speak from a position of power to say this is wrong and this needs to stop moving forward. She could have had a lot of pull and it would have gone a long way in winning this culture battle. However, she decided to kowtow to left talking points and fought for this guy who beat women in high school and won a state championship. And she decided to choose that side. Very disappointing. And like I said, Riley Gaines wasn't going after Simone Biles. Riley Gaines has experienced this. She lost a tournament in the NCAA, you know, swimming competition to a guy, okay? So she's speaking from experience here. She's speaking, you know, she knows how these girls feel. She knows how these girls feel to be robbed of an opportunity in a sporting event that you only get in once in a lifetime, okay? And so she's speaking from experience. She knows how it feels. Simone Biles doesn't know how that feels. Simone Biles had to go up against other women her whole career, and rightfully so. So she doesn't know what it's like to have to go up against another guy. She doesn't know that unfair advantage. And it's ridiculous to try to fight on the side of the guy who, you know, thinks he's a girl. I've seen some people claim he's intersex. I don't know. The bottom line is it was an unfair advantage, and he should not have been competing against other women. Okay, we saw it. 21 straight, no-run innings. Okay, that's unheard of. Unless you're, you know, a girl who's going to play D1 softball, but that's not who this guy is. I don't even know. I don't know what his recruiting, you know, story is, if he's going to play D1 or whatever. But the bottom line is that was a very clear advantage that was not fair. okay? And Riley Gaines actually responded back, you know, calling out Simone Biles, and it's disappointing that she's choosing this hill to die on. But Riley Gaines also had a very good point in this whole matter. Simone Biles, you know, testified she suffered from, you know, Larry Nassar, who was the disgusting, you know, sports therapist, or I believe he was, you know, physical therapist who preyed on women gymnasts. And Simone Biles was a victim of that. So she spoke out, and rightfully so, that she suffered at the hands of Larry Nassar. So she should know that it's not good to put girls in locker rooms with dudes and where they have to change in front of them and they have to, you know, be in vulnerable positions around them. And, you know, set aside the competing aspect where, you know, obviously they're not going to win in any competition they go up against him. But they have to constantly be around them in settings like locker rooms. So Simone Biles knows what it's like to be preyed upon by a monster like that. So why would you fight? You know, it's different to, you know, be silent on the issue. Simone Biles is actively fighting to put girls in locker rooms with dudes. Okay? So that's wrong. And she knows that. She's experienced that, unfortunately. But this is her opportunity to stop stuff like that from happening again in the future. But she chose the side of putting dudes in locker rooms with girls. High school girls, by the way, who, you know, that's a very vulnerable position for high school girls to be in. But like I said, this is something Simone Biles is advocating for. Okay. So, you know, as I said earlier, Simone Biles has not competed against a dude like Riley Gaines has. So she obviously doesn't know what that's like. But she does know, unfortunately, like I said, again, she knows what it's like to be in a position to be preyed upon. And it shouldn't happen to Simone Biles. And it shouldn't happen to anybody in the future again. So use your platform, use your position to speak up for these girls so that they don't have to be in that position. Okay. It's amazing to me, folks, that we constantly see people with positions like Simone Biles who have a, you know, pull, and whatever they say, people are going to listen to them. And it's very unfortunate that Simone Biles, the greatest woman gymnast of all time, decided to speak on behalf of men in women's sports than women competing in women's sports. Okay, so like I said, it's disappointing. But moving forward, I would like to see, you know, people call out Simone Biles for this. And I think she's been called out greatly on Twitter for this. You know, obviously she's going to have her supporters on the left, and that's expected. But I've seen a lot of people choosing the side of Riley Gaines on this, okay? It's important to mock and ridicule people when they take these egregious positions. And Simone Biles has rightfully been mocked and, you know, called out on X for her hypocritic, you know, stance. Because here's a tweet, actually, from Simone Biles, where it was years ago, where she actually talked about and acknowledged the fact that, I'm not sure who she was talking to in this tweet, who's a male athlete, but openly said if this male athlete had to compete against her in gymnastics, that this guy would destroy her. So she's very much acknowledging the fact that men have an unfair advantage against women in sports. She's just called it out herself. It's unfortunate when your past self, you know, calls your future self or present self out on issues like this, when you take such an awful and ridiculous and mind-boggling stance on, you know, an 80-20 issue. I dare I say 90-10 issue, where 90% of America is with Riley Gaines on this issue, and Simone Biles is in the 10% here. And her past self even acknowledged it, okay? So she got caught red-handed here that she's either lying or, you know, virtue signaling to the point of she doesn't even know it's making sense anymore. She's just spewing talking points, and I don't know if she feels empowered by, you know, saying this. I don't know what it is and what got in Simone Biles' head for this, but the bottom line is, not only did she call out Riley Gaines on this issue, but she actually body shamed Riley Gaines on this, saying that she looks like a man. So obviously that's also her acknowledging that, you know, if she's trying to insinuate that Riley Gaines is bigger than normal women, then in comparing it to a man, then she's also acknowledging there's a difference in men and women, you know, body types or whatever. But set that aside, I thought the whole, you know, position on the left for women was to, you know, accept all body types and to, you know, be accepting to everybody. I mean, shoot, if you're accepting to men competing in women's sports, but yet you're also body shaming Riley Gaines, that seems quite hypocritical to me. I mean, Simone Biles has even done, you know, ads on no bullying of people and no body shaming of people, okay? And I know Simone Biles is probably going to take the position of, oh, well, Riley Gaines was bullying this high school dude, so she deserves to be bullied back. No, Riley Gaines was not bullying this dude. She was speaking up for the girls that the dude competing against them was bullying or was taking advantage of, or, you know, the dude pitching against other girls, and that guy does not have the moral high ground, okay? That guy deserves to be mocked, he deserves to be called out, and he deserves to compete in the division that he needs to compete in, okay? So, actually, Riley Gaines was speaking out for the girls who are being taken advantage of by this guy. So, Simone Biles thinks that the right response is to actually make fun of and bully Riley Gaines because she's speaking up for high school girls who are being done wrong. That is extremely disappointing, and it's very disgusting, in my opinion, okay? That you're going to stoop to that position to body shame Riley Gaines for speaking up and having the guts to say what needs to be said. Simone Biles, you can do better than that, and you're in a position, like I say again, where you can speak up on these issues. But instead, you decided to body shame Riley Gaines and to speak up for the dude, not the girls who were being taken advantage of. Wow. That is, I know Simone Biles is, you know, liberal. She's called out Donald Trump on issues before. But this was unnecessary. This was unprovoked. And this was very disappointing, to say the least. Simone Biles can do better, and I hope other athletes like Simone Biles, who are in unique positions, can have the guts to speak up and have influence on these issues. You know, because Riley Gaines had the guts to do that. Riley Gaines had the guts to stick her neck out on the line and get bullied by Simone Biles for no reason at all. I wish other athletes like Riley Gaines would do that, okay? Because Riley Gaines has much more courage and much more, you know, dignity, integrity to speak up. Obviously, Simone Biles is a coward, and she is, you know, scared, obviously, to take a stand, or she's so insecure she needs the validation from liberal fans. But Riley Gaines is the one in this situation who is the courageous person. Simone Biles is a coward who decided to kowtow, and that, my friends, is very disappointing. And she looks like she threw in the towel on this issue just like she threw in the towel in the Olympics, 8 years ago, where she gave up on her team then. So Maybe this is just who Simone Biles is, but, you know, she deserves to be mocked. She deserves to be called out. You know, I'm not calling for Simone Biles to be bullied, but she did bully and body shame Riley Gaines. So, you know, whatever she gets back in terms of her mocking, simply on her stance alone, you know, it doesn't have to be a personal attack. She deserves to be called out for the stance that she took because it was ridiculous. So we'll see moving forward, you know, how this unfolds. In my opinion, it looks like, you know, Riley Gaines is getting the majority of the support, and maybe the side of X that I'm on as a conservative, but that's just what I'm seeing. It looks like Riley Gaines has won this battle, because now she's calling out, you know, past tweets from Simone Biles where she's contradicting herself, but also brought up the valid point of, and I think this is a great point of that matter, that, you know, the Larry Nassar situation, Simone Biles should know better than anyone, you know, the vulnerability that girls have when they're in certain settings with other dudes. So we'll see. We'll see if Simone Biles has a valid response, or who knows? I'd like to see Simone Biles apologize and admit she was wrong. I would have much more respect for her if she did that than I do for her right now, because the respect I have for right now with the position she took is very low. But we'll see, folks. But please like and subscribe down below. Appreciate you guys watching this video and watching this episode of Out of Right Field with JP, where we talk about the intersectionality of sports and politics from a conservative standpoint. And until next time, same time, same channel next week. I'll see you guys then.